And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Woo-hoo. Goes from my Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn and stretching across the way into Fort Benning. Yes, I called it Fort Benning. And oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, we got a lot of stuff. I'm going to go jump into something else here momentarily. Let me get a few more text messages. David from Bucky's says, maybe I'm behind the times. I can't figure out when, how, and why a child would, one, decide he or she was LGBT, or two, maybe he or she was born in the wrong body. He said, growing up in the 60s, sex and those things were never on our minds, at least not into the high school years. He said, I really can't imagine a young child making such a choice on his or her own. That's because they don't, brother. They don't. This is where they are led into, like, you know, when you've got activists saying, well, we understand that even toddlers recognize sometimes that they're in the wrong body. No, they don't. No, they don't. You got activist parents and adults in their lives who are saying, oh, look, can we make him a girl? Can we make him a girl? Let's do it. Let's make him a girl. We'll tell all the world he wanted to. That's what they're doing. It's absolutely the influence of adults making this happen. Ken from Harvest says, Speedy Gonzalez was voiced by Mel Blanc. So Speedy is not only American, he's Jewish. That's awesome. Thank you very much. Mel Blanc was amazing with voices. And he could switch back and forth too, just as quick as any. It was amazing. Hey, by the way, let me jump back to that text from David from Bucky's about children. Listen, it is not uncommon for a child to question themselves. Why do I feel like this? Does that mean something's different about me? That is absolutely normal. And I think I need to say again that the left has tried to paint the transition of a child into a transgender environment or lifestyle as affirmation. And it's not. Because affirming a child means to affirm them as the way God made them. To look at a child and say, well, you know, apparently you're wrong. Your body's broken. You're born wrong. We got to fix you. It's going to take some medication. It's going to take some surgeries. It's going to take a lot of changes to your lifestyle. You understand? We're going to change your name. We're going to dead name you. But that's what we got to do because, you know, you're just wrong. That in itself is wrong. That's abuse. What you really do with a child who is having that very common moment of, I question me. What's going on with me? Why did I look twice? Why did I do this thing? Does that mean something about me? That happens all the time with kids. And what you do then is you tell them, look, you know what? God made you the best you could possibly be. There is no way in the world that he would make you broken. There's no way in the world. God makes a mistake and says, oh, shoot, I forgot to put the girl in the boy's body. That doesn't work that way. So the reality is that affirmation is affirming a child in where they are, not in where the adult wants them to be. So anyway, I just felt like I need to say that again. Richard from Madison says, I was standing in the line for hours in the rain to purchase a copy of what? Oh, my book?
Your book.
Richard, you won't have to, and I appreciate that. And I tell you what, you know what? We got a lot of irons in the fire over here at Right Side Media. And I mean, when I say a lot of irons in the fire, holy smokes, we got a lot of irons in the fire. But that's going to happen. And you know what, brother? When the time comes, you'll get a copy. How about that? Allie from Athens wants to know if I need a copy editor. Allie, I know where you are, girl. Brian from Huntsville says, the only girly mag we had in my high school was Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Yes. And it was probably not allowed in your library for various reasons, right? And then Herb from Gurley says, you mentioned something with the in-studio interview today that reminded me of a question. Do you know of any effort to allow psychiatrists to treat LGBT whatevers as a malady? They used to treat that, but somehow it was disallowed. When you say, do I know of any effort to allow it? Yes, there are psychologists and psychiatrists who will treat gender dysphoria as that thing that just needs to be overcome and worked through. And like I said a moment ago, affirming the child in who they actually really are, there are those. The left wants to believe that's heretical, that you're trying to tell a child that they're not right. No, you're trying to tell them they're not right. So Herb, there's been no stopping the fact that there is a medical community out there that still pursues what I would call truth and science. But there's also an entire level of activist medicine that does just the opposite. And then Herb from Gurley says, we have Gurley mags at my house. Thank you very much. Be in the area all day. Thank you. All right, listen, I gotta jump down this. Some of this stuff, man, I got stuff here that's like, it's just, someone's going to curl your hair. So you know the deal. Every once in a while, I look around and I go, oh my Lord, at the wokeness. How much, where did, my gosh, at the wokeness. I mean, yet, and next thing you know, I've got an entire plethora of wokeness, a veritable cornucopia, a charcuterie, if you will, a buffet of wokeness. That means it's time for another round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
Oh, yeah. You know, what's amazing is I'm looking at some of these stories that I've got right here today. And part of me goes, what? Stop it. But what I really like is that a lot of the stuff that I'm going with today is really beginning to be the evidence of the repudiation of wokeness. Most of my stories today, and by the way, I'm going to call for that audio on a minute ago for audio one, Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, gee, I'm letting Whoopi's voice come out of my show.
But it's only right when it's Adventures in Woke World.
That's true. She's an example. She's a case study in wokeness. She's a case study in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, let's do her first because she's clinging to it, man. She's clinging to it. So it's apparently, was Women's Day or is it Women's Month?
It was Women's Day on International Women's Day on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday, yes. Well, to celebrate International Women's Day, the ladies from The View decided to interview a dude who thinks he's a girl. None other than Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney sat there looking sweet and demure, proud to be a dude in a dress. And Whoopi began going into an entire diatribe about what's the big deal with guys in women's sports. Play it.
Well, I think part of the problem that the trans community is facing, and it's the same problem that women face, is if you don't know anything about our bodies, you don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you say, oh, you know, these are men, you know,
competing against women,
you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything except be here. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
I look at that and I think, okay, Whoopi, you're trying too hard to skirt the issue. I mean, all right, listen, now granted, I'm not going to say that everything that there's nothing that a woman can do better than a man. I've watched videos of like Gina Carano, just like, or Ronda Rousey, wearing out a dude. Like, I mean, she was a beast, but she was trained to be a beast, and he wasn't.
But also, if she went up against other trained males, she'd get whooped.
If she got in the octagon with one of the guys in a weight class, even a comparable weight class, it would not go well. Not everybody's going to wind up being, you know, Black Widow from the Marvel characters, right? But the truth of the matter is, Whoopi is trying to pretend that they've still got an argument. And I'll be honest, they don't. They are losing this argument on it. And how just like gross that she's sitting there celebrating International Women's Day with a dude who thinks he's a woman. It's just...
I'll say that might not even be the worst soundbite from that interview. I don't know if you saw the one where she said something about how y'all say God doesn't make mistakes, right? Well, then pretty much trying to argue that God making somebody think that they should be a girl when they're not, like God put that thought in their head, and like that was God mandated that you become a woman when you're actually a dude. When it's complete, first of all, that's complete blasphemy, and she's trying to use the argument that God doesn't make mistakes and twist it into that awful narrative. Like, God wants you to transition to a girl or to a boy or whatever.
You know, what's funny is, though, she can't read the room anymore. She can't read the room and see that the fad, which is what transgenderism is, people, you can't call it a fad. It's a fad. It's a fad. It was all the rage, and it's on the wane right now. And I don't know why it was. I don't know why it was given so much credibility, so much credence. I don't know why it was given so much weight. But the idea that society was going to go long term on the notion that, hey, today I feel like a girl, tomorrow I might feel like an old woman, today I feel like a young man. I identify as. You can't keep reinventing your reality to go with your notions and your feelings and your whims. Nothing works that way in life.
And it's fun to act like, you know, oh, a girl can go up against a guy. Let's sit you down and let's watch an event of a girl go up against a guy and see what you think after that. So well, you can say it all you want, but
we have been, and we've also had some testimony. Look at who Trump had as a guest at the State of the Union speech he gave last week. He had a young lady there who still got traumatic brain injury because she was just basically clocked by a dude who shouldn't have been playing against her in volleyball. And you got, you know, any number of other injuries you can look at around the nation. You've got upwards of 900 medals/trophies/championships that dudes have taken from women, which means they lost scholarships and other things. But Whoopi Goldberg, I played that clip to show you they're still out there. Obviously, they're still out there. We know they are. They're still out there. She is doing, and that was such a lame stretch. If I had gone up against her in court or in a debate at the state senate or something like that, I would look at that and go, you offered me nothing. I've got nothing to even rebut except that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You did your own rebutting.
Yes, you basically rebutted yourself. How about this, though? Pulled this from PJ Media, right before we go to the break. You may want to know that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is canceling some grants. Oh, DOGE is at work. The USDA just recently canceled a grant that was, spending your tax dollars to study the bowel movements of women who identify as men. Well, and not only that, they were also canceling grants to study how women who think they're men still have menstrual cycles.
It's funny how that works.
I look at this and go, what? Yeah, okay, so the bottom line is this. Those are your tax dollars. And it was a grant. And you may want to be just, you know, keenly aware that it was granted to LSU's Agricultural Mechanical College. What? Why? Why did they have a grant on that? Okay. But they did discover, though, it's very clear that a woman will have a monthly menstrual cycle for about at least 40 years of her life. You think? It's also important to recognize that transgenders and people with masculine gender identities and intersex and non-binary persons may also have menstrual cycles. That's because they're women. But you know what I find most gratifying is the first part of that title. The USDA canceled a grant. How much was this grant? I don't even see a number in here. All I know is they had a grant to do this stuff. Y'all, the things that your tax dollars have been slung at for the last 4 years are just to the point of being gross. Let's take a break, JP, while I gather myself and go take a quick shower. I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hey, by the way, did you hear there's a new name for homelessness? I'll tell you all about it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. All right, so so I'm in Adventures in Woke World, and I was about to go into this other story I've got on homelessness, which has been rebranded, by the way, until JP found something online that we got to listen to now. This happened today, JP?
This was about an hour ago.
That's today. So apparently this is a House, you know, Congress. This is a House hearing. And I believe you said that it's Representative Keith Self from Texas who was chairing it?
Yep, it was Keith Self referring to Sarah McBride.
Sarah McBride, which, by the way, is the first openly transgender member of Congress from the great state of Joe Biden, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say the quote under it was?
It says, all hell just broke loose at a House hearing after, quote, Sarah McBride is accurately called Mr.
Play it.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order.
Oh, God.
Mr. Chairman, have you no decency?
I've
come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this hearing.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
Nice. In their face. So let me just go ahead and point something out there. I said a minute ago that the vast majority of what I've got here today is Adventures in Woke World, and it's clear that the shift in everything has gone back to the era of common sense. They now have on the House floor, according to the Speaker of the House, they now have the Mike Johnson. They have the policy in place now. The House rule is you will be recognized as a Mr. or Mrs. because they use formal terms. You're not allowed to use first names. You have to say like the gentlewoman or gentle lady or Mr. So and so, and so, Sarah is a dude, and Sarah's going to be called a dude at every given turn, and they can't handle it. And I love the fact that Keith Self, who was apparently not the chairman, but he was acting as chairman for the day. He wasn't putting up with it. He goes, fine, we're done. And he's gaveled out.
By the way, that was Bill Keating, the representative from Massachusetts, that threw a fit about it. So
wonderful. Massachusetts and Delaware going at it. Unbelievable. All right, listen. Hey, I got to tell you this. This is very important. I think y'all should know this. You know, the lexicon of wokeisms continues to grow. Story here from Front Page Magazine. You know, we've had terrorism rebranded as man-caused disasters. We've had criminals called justice-involved persons. And then we've had women being chest feeders. Oh, my God. The Woke Language Brigade is at it again, says this particular author, so you can no longer call them homeless. Pray tell, why? Well, in Kentucky, they refer to it now as urban camping. I'm not kidding. You're laughing over there. I am not kidding.
That's funny.
I'm looking at it right now. Kentucky makes urban camping a crime and has a homeless court to help deal with it. Listen, I've done a lot of camping in my days. Drug use, disease, prostitution, living on the streets, taking a dump in the doorways of businesses and, you know, just generally causing mayhem and trashing an entire section of town is not what I would call camping. That's not glamping for sure. It's not camping. It's not urban camping. It's not even homelessness. It's just people living on the street. That's what it is. Let's be honest. And it's unreal. But hey, in Kentucky right now, of all places, it's urban camping. Good Lord. I got more. We'll finish this up in a minute. The repudiation of all things woke is happening. Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number 3 on a Taco Tuesday. I'm going to need some applause for this one, JP. I'm in Adventures in Woke World. And every single story I pulled was, for the most part, was a repudiation of wokeness, which I'm loving. To include the fact that I've got a story here from the New York Post, you may be familiar with this, but apparently work has been underway now to dismantle Black Lives Matter Plaza street mural in Washington, D.C. Hit me some applause. Woo! Nice double play. Good stuff. Yeah, so... you may remember back in 2020, knee-jerk governance. How can we virtue signal? How can we virtue signal? What do we do? Let's paint the street and rename it after Black Lives Matter. Well, okay. You know what? Everybody does agree that Black Lives do matter. We all do. I think all lives matter. But what that really was basically a virtue signal to an organization that became known as charlatans and tax cheats and frauds and hucksters and race baiters. So, yeah, the evolution of Black Lives Matter, according to the New York Post, was on 16th Street Northwest, just north of Lafayette Square and the White House. So, by the way, first announced by D.C.'s Democrat Muriel Bowser. Well, it's now part of D.C.'s mural scheme, but they're going to do away with it. And why would that be? Well, the White House called to withhold the city's funding. Unless it removed the mural and renamed the location back to Liberty Plaza. Think about that. They went from Liberty Plaza to the naming of a activist group, Black Lives Matter Plaza. So there was a bill introduced last week. This story is Dateline yesterday. Introduced last week by Representative Andrew Clyde from Georgia, a Republican, aiming to, quote, withhold certain apportionment funds from the District of Columbia unless the mayor of the District of Columbia removes the phrase Black Lives Matter from the street symbolically designated as Black Lives Matter Plaza and redesignates it as, by the way, that's redesignates it as Liberty Plaza. It's just, you know, you just look at it and go, I think I need that audio. I think I need that sound effect again. Just hit me some applause and hallelujah if you feel like it. Thank you. It's like common sense is coming back. It's wonderful. How about this one? Did you see, JP? I don't know this show. The Love is Blind show? You're nodding your head. People can't see you nod your head on the radio.
I don't watch it, but I've heard of it, yes. Because I have a little sister that watches stuff like that, so yeah.
Oh, bless her. Okay. Love is Blind. Is that basically one of those like fake love shows? Where they establish a relationship in front of the TV cameras and then decide which one they're going to marry?
I think it's kind of along the same thread as 90 Day Fiancé sort of deal. But yeah, they had like a wedding ceremony on TV.
To me, that's always been like cheap artificial relationships.
Yeah.
It's purely for TV.
Pick on the lonely people.
Yeah.
But
anyway, did you see the one where the bride decided at the altar during the vows to go ahead and tell the guy, and apparently he didn't know it was coming, that she just couldn't abide by the idea of being married to him because he didn't support Black Lives Matter and his church was like too traditional.
Yep. And what's even funnier is that she was like, I've known this for a while, but I don't know. I just kind of, you know, like it's almost like it was a last second decision. It's like, so you wanted to do this in front of the camera to virtue signal.
That's exactly what it is. And then somebody, Tommy Lauren, you know, who's a conservative pundit, she said, is there anything more annoying than a liberal white woman? But I'm just going to go ahead and say that dude dodged himself a big old bullet.
Yes.
That was a heat round, and he just stepped out of the way, and it flew right by.
I don't think she's gotten the recognition or the response that she wanted. I think she's getting mocked, rightfully so.
Well, she's about to be the meme of all memes. Mm-hmm. She's about to be the chick that no one wants to say they went to the altar with. Ever. Like, and by the way, good luck when she actually does find real love and the guy proposes and then begins to go, wait a minute, is she going to do that kind of stuff to me? Mm-hmm. Because she was willing to do that to him on TV. Anyway, I've just, the idea that she literally said that, and she's at the altar and she's trying to be very serious. I know the connection we have is so real, like, and my heart is there, but we talk a lot about values and making this decision. My heart is telling me I can't. You're in a wedding dress at the altar. And now you decide that BLM is more important than your relationship.
And I don't think that she's going to find actual love or she's going to put that above everything else.
Well, she might, but it'll be somebody else who has their own standards. And by the way, what she actually did was said that my love is conditional.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it doesn't work like that. How about this one? As long as we're repudiating wokeness, I'm loving this stuff. This is like, I'm having a good time. I feel like I should be cackling with glee as I do this. So, piece on the Daily Signal. Teacher who was fired for not using students' trans pronouns wins a settlement. Oh, yeah. So, this is Wisconsin. Wisconsin School District on Friday agreed to pay out $20,000 to a teacher who was terminated for refusing to use preferred names and pronouns for transgender students. You heard about dead naming? You know what that is? Dead naming?
Mm-hmm.
Dead naming. How stupid. It's on your birth certificate. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? You go to court and change your name, we can talk. Until then, your name is John. But Jordan Cernak is an English teacher, sued the Argyle School District in Wisconsin in July of 24 after his contract was not renewed, alleging the district violated his free exercise of religion. And guess what? They decided to pay up because they could see where things were going. So basically in 2022, that was when the madness was really deep. I mean, you were like neck deep in alligators at that point. But two trans-identifying students in his classes requested that staff refer to them by using preferred pronouns. Can you imagine? You go to school, excuse me, English teacher. By the way, he was an English teacher. Mr. English teacher, I don't care what grammar that you teach. I want you to change the usage of pronouns to be what they are not. I would say he had a dual moment here. He had a faith-based moment. But he had what good does it do for me to teach something if I'm going to turn right around and say it's not real? That's like the biology teacher being forced to say that gender is fluid. I'm a biology teacher. It's like a math teacher being forced to say 2 + 2 is not going to be 4 today. No, I'm sorry. It just is. Anyway, old boy won some money.
Hey, whoop, whoop. This turned out well for him.
It did. And I've got one more. Libs of TikTok, always good. Libs of TikTok says there's been no shortage of leftist meltdowns across the internet after Donald Trump took office. Some have developed only minor cases of Trump derangement syndrome. Others are displaying severe symptoms. Meet Fred Wilson, a social studies teacher at the Egg Harbor Township High School in New Jersey, who wears radical woke leftist clothing every day to school with comments on his shirts. And it was made known. And he's no longer there. Dun, dun, dun. When you go to school wearing shirts that say things like trans lives matter, parents might have a say. Guess what? Apparently the parents had a say.
You know, these people are just a walking endorsement of school choice.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I think it even says that in the article. Now that you say that, well done, sir. The bottom line is they are. All of these are just like walking endorsements of school choice. All I know is this. And I mean it when I say it. There are more of us than there are them, right? And I say that all the time. The lovely Charlene is who coined that phrase for me. But I think that is. I mean, I think what we're looking at right now is Adventures in Woke World. I did the entire segment, and I've been doing that for 4 years. The entire segment was not on things that are happening, but on things that are being repudiated. In fact, what I noticed today when I was getting the show ready was I go, oh, woke story. Oh, wow, look at that woke story. But then I realized every one of them had that theme. They were all struggling to get their messaging across because they've lost the moment. Some of them know it. Some of them are still hanging on by their thumbnails, you know, by like, you know, Whoopi Goldberg. But the air has gone out of the tires. They are no longer in charge, and the insane asylum is being set aright.
They lost their air cover.
They did.
Instead of Adventures in Woke World, the segment may have to turn into The Collapse of Woke World.
I like it.
You can't take adventures in a world that is collapsing as we know it.
It's just amazing to watch. It's also fun to watch. It's also time for a break. Let's take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Get some text messages. Y'all text it in. Call it in. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.